the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
At his own judgment, Jesus stood silent. He didn't open his mouth, for the good shepherd gathers his sheep by being lifted up from the earth. You are reconciled to the Father only in the shed blood of Jesus. He opens the kingdom to you by allowing his own flesh to be opened by nail and spear, lash and thorn. Jesus chooses the cross for himself that you would be the blessed of his Father. Yet when he comes again in glory on the last day, Jesus will not be silent. He will address those who condemned him, all those who rejected and despised him, and those who reject and refuse his brethren even now. Jesus will not be silent, but speak the words of condemnation. Depart from me. I never knew you. The sheep will also hear his voice on that day. To them he'll speak words of joy, honor, and consolation. Jesus will call you the blessed of his Father. He shall say, inherit the kingdom. Notice he doesn't say receive, as though it's something you've earned or deserved. He says inherit, for his kingdom has always belonged to you, has always been for you, and is prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So what's the difference? Sheep and goats may be similar in many ways, but not to the eye of the shepherd. He sees what you don't. He sees faith. The sheep are so because they have faith, and the goats are so because they don't. What then of the works or lack thereof that Jesus lists? After all, we're saved by grace through faith in Christ alone, right? Yes, but good works are the fruit of faith, the very proof that faith is living and active. So when Jesus condemns the works of the goats, it's because they have no faith in him. And when he commends the sheep, something, if you notice, makes the sheep very nervous, and perhaps rightfully so, but when he commends them, it's because their works flow forth from faith in him. What exactly are these faithless works of the goats then? They've done things, many things, in fact, that men consider good. So when they want to see the list and want credit for it, when they want to be judged by it, isn't that only fair? Yes, but God is not fair. Any work done apart from faith in Jesus Christ is worthless and evil in his sight. To live without faith in Christ is to live as if God does not matter and as if you matter most. It's to not honor the Lord's name as you should while your worship and prayers falter. It's to not let his love have its way with you while your love for others fails. It's to hurt some and to fail to help others. And lest you should think even for a moment that this doesn't describe you, are not your thoughts and desires soiled with sin? Repent. To those proud, hard-hearted fools, Jesus speaks only the stern word of judgment. They'll receive what they ultimately always wanted, to go their own way as God leaves them be. What they never realize, though, is that means to be dragged down to the deep abyss of impenetrable darkness, where they'll be tormented with every deformed evil spirit in the fire that burns but gives no light. They who were once so proud and sure of themselves will know only eternal shame and disgrace. You should fear this and be chastened. Amend your deeds and your life. Repent. Yes, repent. Repentance is, after all, the chief difference between believing sheep and unbelieving goats. The sheep knows he's a sheep, that he's done nothing and is worthy of nothing. Instead, he trusts and clings to Jesus. He gladly receives from Jesus whatever he knows to be best. The works of Christ are credited to him by faith. Thus, the sheep bears the assaults and afflictions of this world with patience. Be Jesus' sheep. Be led and tended by the Good Shepherd. Believe and trust Jesus and his word. Receive from him what he gives. For whatever your need in this life may be, whatever it is you think that you want, what Jesus gives is more than enough. To be Jesus' little lamb is to be gathered by your Good Shepherd unto himself by his holy cross. Have no fear then of the final judgment. See it and your place in it, Jesus' crucifixion. There he's exalted upon his glorious throne as the righteous and unrighteous are gathered before him, separated at his right and left. The goat only rails against Christ, mocking him with Satan's words, "If you are the Christ." But the sheep simply confesses his sin and begs Jesus for mercy, trusting in him. And he is exalted to heaven. See yourself and your place then in him. What exactly were the penitent thief's deeds? Obviously enough evil and worthlessness to be condemned to death by crucifixion. And that's no small thing. And yet the Spirit calls him to faith just the same. He confesses his sin and his need of and for Jesus. He is quite literally crucified with Christ. You are no different. The Spirit calls you out of death and unbelief into life and faith in Jesus. Your sins are washed away in his blood and forgiven. You are crucified with Christ in holy baptism, and his kingdom is open to you once more. So as you await that day of his coming, live a life of holiness and godliness, without spot or blemish, waiting for the Lord in peace. These are the works of the sheep, the works of Jesus credited to them by faith, and that's why they're so confused. Whatever they did with faith in Christ, and so the Father was pleased with them. They simply lived as Christians, hearing and believing the gospel. So it shall be for you. Hear and believe the gospel. Live as a Christian, receiving and supporting the brethren of Christ, those preachers whom he sends for your sake. Believe what they preach, for they preach the death of Jesus for and in the place of sinners. They proclaim your forgiveness and reconciliation with God in his death, the innocent for the guilty. Your sins are indeed forgiven, and you are reconciled to the Father in heaven. You shall stand even in the judgment, for Jesus is the one who hungered and thirsted upon the holy cross in your place, abandoned by man and his Father. He hung naked, sick with your sins and iniquities, imprisoned in hell, to make you his sheep by grace. Why should you ever fear that day? But if you do, or if you simply grow tired of waiting, take heart. The Lord who shall appear then in glory and majesty appears now in the mystery of the Holy Eucharist. The King who appears now in bread and wine is the same God who's coming in great power. And his coming, both then and now, is for you. He comes now to join his flesh to yours and to purify your blood with his own, crediting his perfect obedience to you. He comes to baptize you into his name, covering you with his righteousness, holiness, and innocence. Jesus comes now, that when he comes then, you shall be found fit and prepared for your own resurrection. Be at peace. Jesus silently endured judgment and willingly embraced the cross to make you the blessed of his Father. And so you are. To you, hungry and thirsty, he gives his body and blood. He welcomes you into his holy church and clothes you with the immaculate and shining robe of his own righteousness. Jesus visits you in your affliction of sin and death by his incarnation, bringing healing in his word and sacrament. He ransacks the prison, tears down the gates, and redeems you from the devil. So don't fear the last day. Jesus lives. And you won't have to wait much longer to hear his glorious voice. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name.